USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continuing to turn to the air as their invasion of Ukraine continues. Missile strikes have been reported in the eastern part of the country, prompting air alerts. Rocket attacks on a city in Kharkiv killed 3 people. 3 others were hospitalized, and an apartment building was destroyed. More than 50 rockets sprayed residential areas of Nikopol. The bodies of 2 people were pulled from under what's left of a house, and a woman was hospitalized. The BBC is reporting 3 people were killed in a long-range missile attack on a central Ukrainian city. Local officials say a factory which makes space rockets and satellites was struck. Russia's defense ministry claims the factory made parts for Ukrainian missiles. Leaders of the 20 richest countries in the world cannot bridge differences over the war in Ukraine when they met in Bali this week. They did agree on a range of issues addressing economic woes. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
President Joe Biden told Arab leaders at a summit today that the U.S. will not walk away from the Middle East as he wrapped up a 4-day trip to that part of the world. Biden announced $1 billion in U.S. aid to alleviate hunger in the region while pressing counterparts to ensure human rights. Many of those leaders lead repressive governments. The president met with the Saudi crown prince on Friday, giving him a fist bump that was criticized by some lawmakers. The fiance of Sling Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, as well as the publisher of the Washington Post.
He basically said that he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was.
Biden said he made it clear that the killing was, quote, vitally important to him and the United States. Another losing week for Wall Street at the close on Friday, though big companies reported solid earnings and investors welcomed an encouraging report on consumer sentiment and inflation expectations. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Lawmakers in Sri Lanka have begun the process of picking a new leader after the president fled the country after mass protests last weekend over the country's economic collapse. The prime minister was installed as interim president. The new leader could appoint a new prime minister who at that point needs parliament's approval. Nominations for the election of a new president will be heard on Tuesday. If there's more than one candidate, lawmakers will vote on Wednesday. Monkeypox cases seems to be trending upward here in the states.
Federal health officials are warning that they are now expecting that the number of monkeypox cases will continue to swell through at least August, as the Biden administration says it is changing the way it will ration out vaccines to combat the growing outbreak. As of Friday, at least 1,814 cases have been tallied by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. New York makes up the largest share of the cases, with 489 tallied by the agency in the state. With the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Dial 988 if you or someone you know is suffering from a mental health crisis. The new hotline went live today with more than $280 million going to help states create systems that will do more than connect callers with trained mental health counselors. Some states already have comprehensive mental health crisis systems in place. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.